I don't know about you, Dick, but I'm exhausted after watching Corey Connors' first win today.
Well, I think everyone in Canada, you know, as of right now, in the last few moments, we have another Canadian playing in the Masters, along with Mike Weir. Corey Connors, yes, it was very, it was remarkable. And, you know, Hutch, there's an old saying on the tour, and people say it over and over again, and it rings so true. Playing well takes care of everything. And what we watched today, Corey Connors' performance, you know, how he got out of the block so quickly, and then how he stumbled, and then how he regrouped, and then how he closed it off was remarkable. And, you know, he's a champion on the PGA Tour, and it's a wonderful feeling for him.
Well, you know, I tell you, you know, I think back to when, you know, he looked like he was going to win the Valspar Championship last year. And all of a sudden, you know, he had a final round collapse. This time around, looked like he was going to collapse with those four consecutive bogeys. And then, but he got the birdies when he needed them. Big change from last year.
Huge change. And quite frankly, he's ahead of the curve on this. Usually, in from my experiences, it takes people about five times to be amongst the leaders and make mistakes before they learn how to deal with it and come out the other end successful.
Right.
When you're in these situations, and Corey's been in a few of them, obviously it's showing that he's a quick learner. And again, you know, he doesn't panic. You know, he came out of the blocks really fast with these, you know, the first four birdies he made.
Right.
And then obviously something shifted, and we call that spot shearing. Something changed because, you know, he hasn't made four bogeys in a row.
Right.
Then he sheared again, so he got it back. And this is really exceptional stuff from a mindset point of view. And this is what's really the determining factor of Corey being able to pull off this victory after he started to stumble. It was just great performance.
Have you ever seen a round with only a player with four pars? And that blows me away.
Yeah, not usually, and certainly, obviously, you know, if you're in the final group or amongst the final few groups where you're in contention, and if you're only making four pars, that means it's very unstable because it's not likely you're going to make 10 birdies like Corey Connor did today.
Right.
Like 10 birdies. Oh my God, that's just fantastic.
Yeah.
And, but obviously those bogeys on 10, 11, and 12, sorry, on 6, 7, 8, and 9, you know, they
right.
the tension. And, but, you know, that was more testament to Corey to be able to change things where we watched CU Kim. He wasn't able to change things after he made his double bogey, and but that's what champions do. They're able to turn things around and get the deals done.
Right. Now, obviously, he gets the two-year exemption, you know, which is huge for him, obviously. You know, here's a guy who last year had to actually fight to get back onto the PGA Tour. You know, and you look at this season. I mean, he's missed five of the last six cuts coming in, you know, yet he's had finishes like the second place finish he had at the Sanderson Cup. You know, he was T3 at the Sony Open. You know, Corey's one of those guys who just seems to he either goes great or he bottoms out. You know, no in between. You know what I'm saying?
Quite frankly, I'd rather be that type of a player than being Mr. Consistent.
Sure.
Because, you know, it's kind of like Babe Ruth. If you're going to be the home run king, you're also probably going to be a strikeout king.
Right.
And in Corey's case, that's a perfect model for the PGA Tour.
Okay.
You know, so he missed the last, you know, a bunch of cuts. That's not really a problem. What is fantastic is he's already had that second place finish earlier in the year at the Sanderson's Farm. But keep in mind, you know, he's in that category of 126 to 150, so he's not exempt. Which probably gave him a significant amount of inspiration that during the fall season he better get off to a strong start, because we watched David Hearn struggle in this category for a couple of years, and if you don't get off to a fast start, you're going to be behind the eight ball. And not only did he have a second, you know, and now he's grinding it out, and it's very been in that category and performed, and it's a great feeling. And now that he's won, he's an exempt player this year, and he's obviously going to be exempt next year because of his, he's going to make the top 125 easy. He's going to make top 30 to the playoffs quite easily. But the great thing that's going to happen to him is he's going to, and his team and his family is going to have this tremendously deep sense of gratification.
Right.
You know, for the money's great and all that stuff, but he's going to feel this gratification that every step of the way, every difficult moment, every training session was so worthwhile, and that's the best gift you could ever have.
Yeah. Well, he also now gets the luxury of being able to actually sit down and plot out what the remainder of his schedule is going to be.
Yes, that's always good. You know, it's going to take him off the edge. Now, keeping, you know, that edge has served him real well in last fall as well. So, but yes, he will. He's moved into a different, his world's going to change.
Yeah.
He's going to, you know, a lot of money is going to come his way. And, you know, he's going to do whatever he has to do and plan his schedule. And if he's really sharp, he's going to be able to prepare for that next step.
Right.
That being kind of, you know, winning more, becoming, you know, winning on the PGA Tour, you want to become, that's your norm.
Mm-hmm.
And then that next step is, okay, let's, how do we get into contention and learn how to win major championships?
Right, yeah. Well, you know, and one of those major championships he's going to be playing, you alerted to this earlier, is next week's Masters. Yeah, he goes in now, I mean, I'm sure he's had his handlers, you know, arranging flights to Augusta and the whole bit. But and really, you know, he probably went in. I mean, obviously, this is a guy who was Monday qualifying not even a week ago.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's heading to Augusta for the Masters. You know, what's that do to your head? I mean, as a player, I mean, that's got to, you know, all of a sudden your plans change and you're not quite sure of, you know, what you're going to do. There's no preparation, no nothing.
Oh yeah, well yeah, it's confusing time. You're all of a sudden, he's walking into a room that he's never been before,
yeah.
And it's called Augusta National,
yeah.
Called the Masters, and he hasn't had time to prepare for it. So he's going to go in there. He's going to be exhausted from this win, but
sure.
He's going to still have adrenaline happening. But his biggest challenge is all of a sudden this redirection, this transformation that he's going to Augusta National tonight, tomorrow. And when he gets out there tomorrow, he's going to go, what the hell happened? And he's going to be in awe. His mouth is going to be on the ground. He's going to try and take it all in.
Yeah.
Going to do a good job because his head's screwed on straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
And but it's just going to be, and he's going to let it go. And wouldn't be surprising if he plays well.
Yeah.
Because he's on such a good roll and his mind is in such a good state.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun, and the best thing he can do is just go with it, let it roll, and have fun, and who knows, he might get himself into contention come next weekend as well.
Yeah, well, one of the advantages he has going in is he has played Augusta before. He played 2015 at the Masters after he was a runner-up at U.S. Amateur. So that's got to help him out at least a little bit, I would think.
Oh, and I bet you right now, Mike Weir's probably reaching out to him, or his people are reaching out to him to get a practice round with Mike.
Right.
Because I think, you know, if he's able to get with Mike and play a practice round with him, it'll settle him down as much as possible. Mike will give him some insights, and he can just bathe in the moment.
Yeah.
Those practice rounds and feeling, you know, that deep sense of gratification, as I said, and... He's in a lovely, lovely spot, and I just can't help but, you know, going back to this whole thing, playing well takes care of everything.
Yeah.
Love it.
Well, I know one of your favorite comments is about being result-driven. Basically, he wasn't, was he? He was just in the moment, wasn't he, today?
Yeah, well, he was on the, obviously, those his ability to assess and execute was just, you know, sharp when he made those birdies.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously had something going off when he was making those bogeys, but he was able to get back on top of it when it changed. And handling those situations is what performance is all about.
Right. Especially when you've got a guy like Charlie Hoffman chasing you, and Ryan Moore, You know, I mean, a lot of things could have gone wrong there, and it's all going off in your head, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you've got to deal with everything. There's millions of different situations, and whether you know, your situation is, what do you do now that you've made four bogeys in a row? And then what do you do now after you've made three birdies and gotten the lead back?
Right.
Those things are challenging things, let alone whatever happens to Hoffman or Streelman or, right, or whomever. You know, you have to just take care of what you can take care of. And,
right,
and what was fantastic is he was able to close the deal on his little shot gained events on 15, 16, and 17.
Right.
He closed the door on anyone, which is,
yeah,
you know, performance at the highest level.
Right, exactly. Well, it's going to be interesting to watch him next week at the Masters. And speaking of the Masters, let's come back and take a look at what's going to happen over at Augusta.
We'll look forward to it. Thanks so much, Hutch. It's today, that's for sure.
That's for sure. Thanks a lot, Dick.
You bet.